God's forgiveness does not come by virtue of osmosis. It is conditional. If we confess, He will forgive. Number three, repent to your family humbly. Now, folks, listen to me. The offended party are your family. In order, number one, your spouse. Number two, your children. Number one, you stop doing what you're doing. Number two, you confess to God. Number three, you go to your family and you repent to them one-on-one, eyeball to eyeball. You call a spade, and you do it in the utmost humility. You do not go with strings attached. Well, I'm coming to tell you that I have done this and I've done wrong, but I want you to know that you need to do this. Doesn't work. God doesn't accept that. God doesn't operate with strings. Number four, go back home instantly. Now, let me tell you something, my friend. The longer you stay away from your home, the less likely you will ever bring your home back together. Golden rule. I hear people say all the time to me, well, we're just in a trial separation. Excuse me? There ain't no trial separation as far as God is concerned. You go back home instantly. If you've moved out or you've been deservedly kicked out, you put the other things in line, go back home. Even if you have to sleep in the doghouse, go back home.
It is so good to welcome you to The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton. That's the unique voice you heard only moments ago. In just a minute, we'll be diving back into this wonderful study in the book of Hebrews from God's Word. But Dr. Don wants you to know that it's a conversation that's going on. We're sharing God's Word. It's as if we're opening up the Bible together and studying. And if you have some questions, right in the middle of the message, you can let us know. Connect with us keyboard to keyboard online at theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org, or give us a call. We would love to speak with you, pray with you, connect you with resources at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. And now, Dr. Don Wilton.
Greatest joy you can give to your children is that mom and dad love each other. Let me tell you, it will thrill their hearts that the two of you are like glue. They want that more than anything else in the whole world, is that mom and dad are true companions together. So number one reason to have children. Number two, companionship. Here's number three. Third reason for marriage, to prevent sexual sin. Now, folks, I want you to turn very quickly to 1 Corinthians. You've got to kind of page backwards with your left hand now. You've got to go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. A couple of months ago, I preached on this passage. In that particular message, there might have been two of them I preached on this passage, but let me just read to you a few verses here. Because the Bible says that God ordained marriage in order to prevent us from behaving immorally in our marriages. Watch this. It is good for a man not to marry. Excuse me. By the way, who said that marriage is the only way? I've heard people say, man, have I got to get married so badly? Let me tell you something, folks. Some people want to get married so badly, they marry badly. Can I make an announcement to you today? I would rather that you spend the rest of your life single than get married to the wrong person. Now, folks, listen to this. Singleness was God's preferred status. Paul makes it abundantly clear here. Don't spend your life running around under a compulsion that you've absolutely got to get married. Who said that? Who said that married people are more special than single people? Let me tell you something, folks. God says that He raises up single people who have no distractions in this world and are able to devote full time to worshiping and to glorifying God. Not that you don't do that in your marriage, but can I tell you something, folks? Today and tomorrow and the next day, I've got some real challenges in my life. You want me to tell them what it's all about? You, the church, the ministry, you're not all that goes on in my life. In fact, you're about third or fourth on the list. God, number one. My wife, number two. My children come third. Guess what? You're number four. You're number four. Not a single thing in this church must ever distract me from the priorities that God has given to me. Folks, what would happen if I lost my family? Can I tell you what would happen? I wouldn't be able to be your pastor. I wouldn't be able to tell people about Jesus. I wouldn't be able to encourage others. I'd have nothing to say. I got nothing to say. Let me tell you, you can make multi-millions, but you lose your family, you're going to lose everything. God is the God of order. Now look what he says here in verse 2. He says, but since there is so much immorality. By the way, is there any immorality in America today? Have you noticed the hot topics on television at the moment? Do you know what the latest one is called? Desperate Housewives. Now, I can't help telling you about it because I love to watch the news and I love sporting events. You can't watch an event. Every time it's popping up, watch out for the Desperate Housewives. Every time they talk about Desperate Housewives, they show you pictures. What are the pictures, folks? The pictures are always pictures of gross, immoral behavior. What about Sex in the City? You'd think that those people who acted in that were the people who run America. These are the people we need to go and consider about who should be the next president of the United States of America. These are the great I ams of America. What about the series entitled Wife Swap? Well, somebody told me, they said, now wait a minute, Wife Swap has no perversion in it. Well, then why do they call it Wife Swap? Why don't they call it Mom Swap? You want me to tell you why they call it Wife Swap? Because that's the hook. That's how America's going to run headlong. Everybody wants to watch it. They're watching it not because two moms change households. They're watching it because of what they think Wife Swap's going to show them. And so we could go on. Well, Paul said this a long time ago, didn't he? He said, since there is so much immorality, each man should have his own wife, and each woman her own husband. The husband should fulfill his marital duty to his wife, and likewise the wife to her husband. The wife's body does not belong to her alone, but also to her husband. In the same way, the husband's body does not belong to him alone, but also to his wife. So therefore, do not deprive each other physically, except by mutual consent, and then only for a time, with one purpose in mind, and that is that you can go and consult with God and give yourselves to prayer, then come together again so that Satan will not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. Are you listening this morning, church? Three reasons for marriage. Number one, to have children. Number two, to provide companionship. Number three, to prevent sexual sin. So what are the consequences of unfaithfulness? If a man or woman find themselves being unfaithful to their marriage, what are the consequences? Let's put this down the line. Number one, the judgment of God. I wish I could get around this, folks. The judgment of God is the number one consequence. Galatians 5, 19 and 21, those who are sexually immoral and live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Some people are going to say, well, that's it. Hold on, please. I've got some good news for you. I'm going to show you something here, folks. Don't leave. Don't leave. You leave right now, you're in trouble. You close your heart right now, you're in trouble. You run, you're in trouble. Let me tell you what happens to a man who is morally unfaithful. The first thing he'll do is run. He'll run. Sin always runs, folks. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 18, flee immorality. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 6, let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, immorality, unfaithfulness in marriage, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. So what are the consequences of unfaithfulness? Number one, the judgment of God. Number two, the devastation of the family. Now, friend, I want every one of you to look me eyeball to eyeball today, because I'm going to lay this down the line. It may be something that makes you very uncomfortable, but I'm going to tell you that when you violate your marriage, you devastate your children. If you're a man and you have a daughter and you violate your marriage, you might as well get a gun and shoot her yourself, let alone your spouse. The devastation of the family. We could go on and on. Folks, a lump of lead will come into their hearts. You'll walk around in a fog for days. The sun will no longer shine. Number three, the testimony of the gospel. See, God is talking to believers here, folks. I don't want to say this to you folks, but I can understand when unbelievers sin. No excuse. But when it comes to a believer who says that he or she loves Jesus Christ, the testimony of the gospel is heard. Why be hurt? Because you have a covenant before God. And number four, the fabric of society gets impacted. The fabric of society. Can I make an announcement to you today? Folks, you go and look at the history of all the great empires, the Roman Empire. You know the number one reason why the Roman Empire fell? Because of the disintegration of the family based upon moral immorality. They juxtaposed morality and immorality alongside each other. They fed one another and gave each other a moral excuse to be immoral. And the society collapsed. Let me tell you something, my dear friends. If we understand the Word of God, the biggest challenge facing America is not going to be who's in the White House. It's what we're going to do about the values that we have according to the Word of God. It doesn't matter what anybody says. It doesn't matter what Ellen DeGeneres has to say, or Oprah Winfrey, or George Washington, or Don Wilton. What does God have to say about these things? What does God have to say about these things? Consequences of unfaithfulness, the judgment of God, the devastation of the family, the testimony of the gospel, and the fabric of society. All right, watch this now. I'm going to give to you today the 7 steps to healing in marriage. God put these things in my heart and I share them with you today. Give them to your children. Write them upon your heart. Put it in your marriage, whether you're single, divorced, whether you're guilty, whether you've fallen, whether you've done things that you know are not pleasing in God's sight. Here it is. The 7 steps to healing in marriage. Folks, watch me one more time. When a marriage begins to fall, here's what happens. People run, they hide, and then they look around for someone, somewhere, somehow, somebody, help me. What can I do about it? Here's what you can do with it. Number one, stop it immediately. Whatever it is you're doing that is immoral, in violation of the sanctity of your marriage, stop it immediately. Not a matter of, well, I need to think about this. Take these factors in. There is nothing to take into consideration. There is no excuse as far as God is concerned. Stop it immediately. Number two, confess to God truthfully. 1 John 1:8 says, if we confess our sin, Jesus Christ is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess it to God truthfully. Watch me, folks. Call a spade a spade. Don't tiptoe around the tulips. Lord, I have sinned in your sight. I have been unfaithful in my marriage. Confess to God truthfully.
I do apologize for the interruption, but Dr. Don wants me to let you know we're here for you. Dr. Don will be back with more of today's message in just a moment, but our phone number is the way we can connect 24 hours a day to talk, to pray, connect you with great resources. The number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. And just know we would love to be a part of your support team to encourage you in the testimony of the gospel, as point number three was with Dr. Don. Again, 866-899-9673, or meet us online at theencouragingword.org. Now back to today's message with Dr. Don Wilton here on The Encouraging Word.
God's forgiveness does not come by virtue of osmosis. It is conditional. If we confess, He will forgive. Number three, repent to your family humbly. Now, folks, listen to me. The offended party are your family in order. Number one, your spouse. Number two, your children. Number one, you stop doing what you're doing. Number two, you confess to God. Number three, you go to your family and you repent to them one-on-one, eyeball to eyeball. You call a spade, and you do it in the utmost humility. You do not go with strings attached. Well, I'm coming to tell you that I have done this and I've done wrong, but I want you to know that you need to do this. Doesn't work. God doesn't accept that. God doesn't operate with strings. Number four, go back home instantly. Now, let me tell you something, my friend. The longer you stay away from your home, the less likely you will ever bring your home back together. Golden rule. I hear people say all the time to me, well, we're just in a trial separation. Excuse me? There ain't no trial separation as far as God is concerned. You go back home instantly. If you've moved out or you've been deservedly kicked out, you put the other things in line, go back home. Even if you have to sleep in the doghouse, go back home. That's your home. You've got to go back home. You cannot do it on the telephone. You've got to be home. You've got to be with the ones you have offended, as hard as it is. Number five, the fifth step to healing in marriage, accept God's forgiveness completely. I love this. Here's what happens. When I confess to Him and I confess to my spouse, I go back home, I stop it, I do what God's telling me to do. Folks, listen to this. I'm able to accept God's forgiveness completely. Now, why completely? Because He takes my sin and casts it as far as the east is from the west. He remembers it no more. Now, I'm going to be quite honest with you. You and I struggle with that. I want to make an announcement. If you have done these things, God has forgiven you, not partly, completely. Boom, just like that. Number six, understand consequences realistically. Folks, sin has consequences. Business cannot be as usual. You're not going to occupy positions of spiritual leadership. You're even not going to occupy positions of leadership in society sometimes. That brings me to my seventh, which will make number six make a lot more sense. Rebuild your life intentionally. Rebuild your life intentionally. You see, folks, when you rebuild your life intentionally, you are understanding consequences realistically. You got to go and rebuild something that was broken down. It takes time and patience and love. But I'm telling you, God will do it. Some of you are saying to me, Pastor, can God ever use me again? Can God ever use me? Yes, He can. Let me tell you about some people God used despite themselves. Consider Noah. Noah was a drunk. Abraham, boy, did God use him. Well, he was too old. Isaac was a daydreamer. Jacob was a liar. Leah was ugly. I'm sorry to say that. Moses had a stuttering problem. Gideon was afraid. Samson had long hair, and he was a womanizer. Rahab, can you believe this, was a prostitute. Jeremiah and Timothy were too young. David had an affair with a woman outside of his marriage and was a murderer. Elijah was suicidal. Isaiah preached naked. I'm not going there. Let's move on. How did that get? Jonah ran from God. Naomi was a widow. Job went bankrupt. John the Baptist ate bugs. You know, God used a bug eater mightily for the Lord. Peter denied Christ. The disciples fell asleep while praying. Martha worried about everything. Mary Magdalene was, well, you know. The Samaritan woman was divorced more than once. Zacchaeus, well, he was just too short. Paul was too religious and a persecutor. Timothy had an ulcer. And here it is. Lazarus was dead. God used him. Now, folks, watch this. Watch this. You've sinned. Any questions? You messed up. Have you ever felt like you're wrapped in grave clothes? I tell you, God looks at us wrapped in our grave clothes and he says, excuse me, big boy, come forth. Say to me, wait a minute, Dr. Wilton. What I'm hearing you say is my life's not over. No, it's not over, my friend. Think God could ever use me? Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you something, friends. Some of you might not like to hear this, and that's just fine with me. Some of the greatest people that I have seen used the most in their family, their life, in society, and in the Lord's work have been people who have messed up. The greatest. But I tell you what they did. They took definitive steps, and God healed their marriage. You take away a man's family, you can go out there and make $1 million, my friend. You'll spend the rest of your life so desperately unhappy you won't know which way is up. The grass is not greener on the other side of the hill. You take away a man's family, you take away everything. His character, reputation, leadership, his role, her role. I'm telling you, I got some wonderful news for you today. This is great stuff, guys. That's why I love to teach and preach the Bible. Because God tells people like you and me that I can come to Him. When I do what God tells me to do, guess what happens? God goes to work and He lifts us up. He puts us back on our feet, writes a new song upon our hearts, and He forgives us completely, 100%. Not kind of a little here and a little there. There are no exceptions to the rule, folks. Oh, yes, I'm going to live with the consequences. Business doesn't just go back as usual. I'm going to have to take a step down. But I tell you what, God's going to help me to reconstruct my life and rebuild my life with great intentionality because I'm clinging to the only one who can rebuild it for me, and His name is Jesus.
Is it time for a rebuilding from the master carpenter? Oh, how I love that illustration. I'm in the middle of a personal renovation right now, and my soul has been renovated by this thinking. What needs to be changed in your life? What needs to be rebuilt? Oh, we would love to pray with you, pray for you. Our phone number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. And before we get away, closing thoughts again from Dr. Don Wilton.
Are you ready? Would you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that Jesus loves me and that He died on a cross for me. Today, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus and I give Him my heart and my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer from your heart and you've given your life to Christ, I welcome you to the family of God. You are my brother, my sister in Christ. Let's get engaged together because we are connected together forever as believers in Christ. And don't leave whatever you do because I'll be right back.
After the Encouraging Word broadcast is over, there's still a wonderful place to connect 24 hours a day. It's theencouragingword.org. You can visit our message archives, download Dr. Wilton's sermons, or sign up for our weekly podcast. A favorite button on our website is the prayer request button, where you can share a prayer request or personal need. Maybe you have a praise report or a testimony. Let us know so we can rejoice with you as well. You can also sign up for our daily Bible guide and have devotions sent to your email every single day. Now, if you have a question about your salvation, perhaps questions about how to share your faith with a friend, Let us walk you through the steps to a personal relationship with Jesus and the ability to share that with others. If you're looking for a book from Dr. Wilton, or maybe a CD or DVD, we have resources ready to send to you at the click of a button. No matter what the reason, we hope you'll connect with us today online at theencouragingword.org.
Thank you for your partnership with The Encouraging Word. God's doing great and wonderful things. And I want you to know that I pray for you. I want to pray for you right now. In fact, you can see that number on the television screen. We've got people 24/7 praying for you. You can call in your prayer requests at any time. Let me pray for you right now. Dear God, I want to pray for my precious friends right now and for someone especially in need of prayer. Lord Jesus, please touch them. Touch their lives and be a blessing to them today in every way. And I pray this in the strong and wonderful name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
You've heard from Dr. Wilton there in the studio and before that in the pulpit, and I pray you've heard more than just the voice of Dr. Wilton, but you've heard the Spirit of God moving through His Word, the Bible itself, to let you know He loves you and He's ready to rebuild whatever needs to be rebuilt in your life. Perhaps it's a relationship or a circumstance or a situation. Just know there's nothing too large or too small for God. He's ready to meet you right where you are, and we'd love to do the same. Let us speak with you, pray with you at 866-899-WORD. It's the number that connects with one of us 24 hours a day, 866-899-9673. Or meet us keyboard to keyboard at theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org. Great places to connect with resources like this.
Satan is alive and is on the move in the United States. He is actively engaged in all aspects of our government, in our educational systems, and in the lives of our children, the next generation. Never forget, Satan has been defeated by the Lord Jesus Christ, and this victory enables us and the next generation of believers to stand victorious in the presence of the enemy, unwavering and unafraid. This month, as you give a gift of $20 or more to The Encouraging Word, you will receive a powerful message series by Dr. Don Wilton, Satan, the Defeated Enemy Among Us. Plus, you will receive a copy of Dr. Wilton's inspiring book, Defying the Odds, to help encourage you through all of life's challenges. Request this empowering resource set today as you support The Encouraging Word with your ministry gift. Write to us at Post Office Box 2110, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304, or call us toll-free at 866-899-WORD, or visit online at theencouragingword.org. Your generous support enables us to bring the uncompromised and life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ to where people are around the world.
Our time's gone for today, but let's stay connected online at theencouragingword.org or 866-899-9673.